But first, we start in Cape Town today, where a man arrested for allegedly starting the Cape Town fires has appeared in court. He was arrested on Sunday night in connection with those runaway veld fires on Table Mountain, that fire starting near the Rhodes Memorial on Sunday. And he was arrested and charged, and the first appearance, as I said, was today at the Cape Town Magistrates Court. So we speak now to Eric Ntabazalila, who is the Western Cape NPA spokesperson. Eric, thank you very much for your time today. This man who appeared today, what were the charges brought against him?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I suspect the charges are along the arson, but I'm still trying to confirm them. But the prosecutor gave me was his name, his business court date, as well as his nationality.
So I understand that he's a Tanzanian national, is that right?
Yes, his name is Frederick Mhangazo. He's 35 years old, Tanzanian national. His case has been postponed to the 28th of this month for bail information.
And was there anything said in court today? I understand his attorney saying that he has not taken responsibility, but that in fact he lived there and he lived on the mountain and he lost his own home there.
No, Mandy. Our courts have been closed down due to COVID cases. Due to a COVID case. So cases were just postponed. There wasn't much that was said in court.
Okay, Eric. Well, thank you for that update. So postponed till the 28th, then, you say?
28th of April for bail information.
Okay, excellent. Eric, thank you so much for that update. Eric Ntabazalila, Western Cape NPA spokesperson. I did see online a bit earlier that apparently this man, through his attorney, saying he has not taken responsibility for the fire, that in fact he lived, I imagine, as a vagrant on the side of the mountain, and in fact he lost his home in the fire as well. So unclear there. Let's speak to JP Smith, the Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security at the City of Cape Town. Alderman JP Smith, thank you very much for your time today. That fire, it's been burning for 3 days. What's the situation currently?
I think largely contained now. There's one risk area at the top of Vredehoek where the fire was close to Bridleway this morning, so close to the tree line and some residential properties. And that had four extra sections of staff were being moved there this morning, a lot of the seasonals. So with Sandparks, we were confident that we would close down that fire line. Also because if you're not in Cape Town, you can't hear the sound, but the choppers are going above. So we have the aerial firefighting assistance, which we were denied yesterday by the very strong wind, which aggravated the situation. So I'm confident that we are not going to need any further evacuations. And the dampening down and control of flare-ups in the Zonnebloem and Philip Gosana areas are under control. So hopefully we can start drawing this fire to a close. It has taken and disrupted a lot of people's lives and damaged a great deal of assets. Mm. So a very unfortunate experience for everyone.
That southeaster dying down, I imagine, as you say, contributed enormously to the fight that you can get those choppers up there now. Are you seeing the end in sight there? You've got these hot spots, but likely today you think that you'll be able to get it all out?
Yes, ma'am. Yesterday we had these embers still propelled by the strong wind jumping Philip Gosana Drive into Warmer Estate, where fires got up pretty close to some properties, right up to the edge. We had these constant flare-ups from the wind in various areas, and that the fire that was driven up into the top of the city bowl, into the back of the mountain, that was just relentless, bearing down on Deer Park and Deer Park Drive and the houses along that area. So if it had caught those trees, it would have had a huge amount of fuel and would have been able to work its way down into the residential areas. So a lot of risk there, and very dedicated work by the fire teams to try and keep that at bay. And then the helicopters just are a game changer today. So that will give us the upper hand comfortably. And the fire crews were confident that in the parts that had already burnt, that was well under control. So I think that the worst is now behind us, save any dramatic changes in circumstance. We will now be able to start doing the estimates of the damage which in the case of the heritage assets, I suspect it's actually incalculable. You can't put a price on what has been lost. And we will now have to start looking at what lessons can be learned from the fire and hopefully get an outcome on these court proceedings as it pertains to this gentleman. Very likely that he, or possible, he has nothing to do with the main fire earlier the day, that he started an additional fire later for cooking purposes. I hear that he, you say that he in court, or that his lawyer denies that. That will be for the courts to determine. We can only go on what on the exchange between the officer and him at the time. So we'll wait for the criminal justice system to make a determination.
Right. And any other arrests at this stage, or any other investigations into possible arson? Do you have an update on that at all, JP?
Ma'am, other investigations at this stage is just all the affidavits and statements that have been collected. Keeping in mind that there were quite a number of witnesses who simultaneously called us around 9 o'clock that night of the arrest, indicating that they saw figures, specifically three figures, moving through the bush with new fires starting. And I first didn't take the seriousness of when the first caller called, I interrogated her. But when the subsequent callers, one after the other, started, I realized that there was definitely substance to it, and multiple people, incredible witnesses, were seeing the same thing. So we have been looking at the CCTV footage to see if we can see people entering that area. There are some cameras in that vicinity. We've also asked for the people who with private camera installations to please come forward if their footage captured anybody moving through the street or past the street in that direction, so we can start looking at who may have been responsible. Mm-hmm. The place where the fire started earlier that day at around 8:45, on the previous day, that is in an entirely different location, much closer to Rhodes Memorial. Right. And there is some footage of it, but very remote, and you can't see much detail to determine what the cause of that is at this stage. Forensic fire investigator will have to make that determination.
Well, JP, thank you very much for your time and for all of that information. Alderman JP Smith, the Mayoral Committee member for Safety and Security in the City of Cape Town, an update there on those fires. Not out just yet.